420radio.org.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
Welcome back, everybody. For the Radical Rant today, we're expanding on some interviews that I did a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed Stu Titus. He's the CEO of the company Medical Marijuana, Inc. And the next day, I interviewed Andrew Hard, who's a spokesperson for Medical Marijuana, Inc. And I got to kind of a contentious discussion with Mr. Hard about his company's so-called real scientific hemp oil. And in particular, I had asked about our friends of the show, Brave McKaylee. You remember the little girl who beat leukemia with the cannabis oil, and her father, Brandon Krenzler, who both mentioned that they had tried the oil and it kind of made them ill and wasn't a very good product. And that's where we'll pick up the story here. We've got Brandon Krenzler on the line with us. Brandon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you, Russ?
I'm doing fantastic. And before we get into this, I know you were in that Michaela had a medical procedure today. How's everything going? Is everything okay?
Yeah, Michaela actually had her port removed from her chest today, signifying the for sure end of her chemotherapy treatment or risk of needing more.
Man, we are very, very thrilled about that. She just keeps getting better and better. I saw y'all, actually I saw Aaron and Michaela at the Global Cannabis March, and her hair is just long and she's smiling and pretty and energetic. So we are still very, very very grateful about how cannabis helped her and her battle. But tell folks about this Medical Marijuana Inc. story, because, you know, the feeling I get is that this company is kind of exploiting parents that have this need for cannabidiol, CBD oil, by telling them they've got this legal product derived from hemp that'll do just as good as, say, Charlotte's Web or something. I mean, you're much deeper into this than I am, so I'll just let you take it from there and tell the listeners what they need to know.
Well, Charlotte's Web is basically hemp. So, a couple of years ago, at the height of the publicity of surrounding Michaela's story, I was approached by a man named Charles Best, who said he worked with a company called RSHO, or Real Scientific Hemp Oil. And he asked if he could fly up to Oregon and introduce this amazing life-saving product, because he was for sure that Michaela would benefit immensely from it. And so after talking with Aaron, we invited him up here. And that was in September of 2012, and I believe 2012. Anyway, they came up here and they had a dinner with us, a snack at the Voodoo Donut, somewhere they both wanted to go. A man named Michael Mona, or who was introduced to me as Michael Mona and Charles, and they showed us this tube of black pasty oil and said it was high CBD derived from hemp. It was totally legal, and said it would help Michaela and help everybody else that we worked with, because of the big pediatric patient push that we put out there saying we would help people. Naturally, we were inclined to believe it, and we kindly took the offering he gave us, some $1,000 package, basic package of their oil, and sent us on our way to go try it and give it to the masses and speak highly of it. And they also scheduled a meeting with us to sit down and talk about ways to make money off of the oil, and fashion like Amway, if you will, pyramid scheme, in my opinion. After they told us all about the different ways we could represent this oil and brand it with Brave Michaela's image and put it out there like that, something we decided against right away. To jump along real quick, we took the oil back to where we lived, and I gave some to Michaela, and she complained that it made her sick to her stomach, and it didn't make her feel very good at all, and that she wasn't hungry, and it totally had the opposite effect of what cannabis oil has on her through her therapy. And that concerned me a little bit. But I figured, hey, you know, it's not something she's used to. Maybe I dosed her wrong. We'll still give it a shot. And we've had a lot of other families reach out to us for help. And so we decided, hey, you know what? Let's give them some of this CBD oil and see if that helps them. And so I sent it to two pediatric patient families in the same week, both here in Oregon. And the report I got back from one parent, a mother of a child who had severe epilepsy, was that they ended up in the ER the night they gave them the oil because it basically shut down or slowed his digestion. And he ended up with an impacted bowel. And nothing else in his diet had been changed, so his mother was very adamant that it was that oil. Man. And that made me feel horrible hearing that that kid had to go to the hospital. And so I began to question this oil. And I called up the guys that gave it to us and went round and round with them on what could be the potential cause of this. Are there impurities in it? Is it tested? Where does the hemp they derive it from come from? And they're very not forthcoming. You know, they dodged a lot of my questions. It got really heated. I ended up hanging up on them. And about a few days later, the other parent of another child that I sent it to called me and said that it hurt their child's stomach as well. It made them feel nauseous. They vomited, and it didn't do anything to help her seizures. And this was a little girl. And ultimately, it led that family to uproot from the local area we lived in and go to Colorado and get on the waiting list for Charlotte's Web. At that point, I decided that it was time to, like, figure some things out. What could be the cause of this? I was going to have to do it on my own, do some research. I started connecting with other people who had had problems or had raised questions about the oil. I was given some test results that have since been brought into question, showing some really bad impurities. Things of that nature. I worked with Martin Lee a little bit, giving him a story and some statements for their project where they were basically calling in Medical Marijuana Inc. out about this oil, and it turned into kind of a big deal.
Yeah, we're going to be having Martin Lee on the show in a week or two to discuss that as well. And Brandon, I wanted to focus on, you know, we've got about 4 minutes. I wanted to make sure that we got this other point in. At the beginning of your story, you talked about how two representatives of Medical Marijuana Inc., you know, flew up on basically a recruiting trip to try to get you guys to shill for their product. And one of them represented himself as Michael Mona. What's up with that?
Yeah. I'm not sure. It was brought to my attention later on that name wasn't the guy's name, or that man was somebody else within the company. But I'm really pretty sure that this was the man. Martin Lee told me it was Michael Lamas, or however you say his last name. And I'm confused as to why he introduced himself to me as Michael Mona. The other man was very honest about his name, and I just couldn't understand why, other than maybe the person that he said he was a higher up in the company or trying to give himself more credibility.
Okay, so the thing that put me in touch with the CEO and their spokesperson was a lawsuit they had filed, $100 million lawsuit against Project CBD regarding the one of the tests that was done on their Real Scientific Hemp Oil that had claimed to have found toxic heavy metals at unacceptable levels.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? What do you know about that angle?
The only thing I know about that is that there's been a lawsuit filed. I believe it's against Jehan Marku and Martin Lee and Jason Cranford. That was the test result I was discussing. That's the one that got circulated. And, you know, one of the things that got brought up was that I don't know how questionable it really could be, because in the report that was released, they stated that they had a special laboratory actually confirm some of that stuff. So I don't know what to think about all that.
Yeah, it seems a little suspicious that the report comes out with this, you know, these toxic heavy metals, and then it kind of coincides with you and others reporting this stomach discomfort from the real scientific hemp oil that Medical Marijuana Inc. is trying to sell. And then suddenly they retract that and say there was, oh, it was a mistake, and now we've got these new numbers that are, you know, far better. And to me, that doesn't really solve the problem, because if you know, at one point you're saying there's 63 parts of something, and then there's less than 5 parts in the second test, how do we know which test to trust?
I understand that. And, you know, here's something I can bring up is I sent that stuff in to get tested for just cannabinoid profiling 2 times. And one time I sent it to Going Green Labs here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And it came, the test result came back as too high in THC to match the results, thus making it illegal to ship. I'm on the phone, sweetheart. And when I posted the results online, within hours, that company had contacted that lab and had threatened them with all manner of things, to the point where the lab called me and said that I was not allowed to share those results and they would no longer give them credibility as if they were the testers.
Wow, that seems...
So that interests me as to how this, you know, this is a multi-million, even more money company. They have a lot of lobbying weight. They have a lot of financial prowess, if you will, to help get things turned the way they will. I mean, just showing what they did to a local lab here, they could have done that to any lab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion.
Yeah. We're speaking again with Brandon Krenzler, the father of Brave Michaela, and both of them and others reporting stomach distress upon using Medical Marijuana Inc.'s real scientific hemp oil, often known as RSHO. The company is MJNA on the penny stocks. And Brandon, we got about 30 seconds. If you want to give out any contacts or Facebooks or any of that kind of stuff, if people want to learn more and get in touch with you.
You can find me online under basically any social media platform as Canadad, and I also have a blog, Canadad's blog, at blogspot.com. My daughter has a website, www.bravemichaela.com, where you can follow along with what she's been through and what we chose to do along that journey, treating her leukemia with cannabis oil.
Right. So glad to hear that her chemo is done and that port has been removed. That's great news. Check out bravemichaela.com. That's M-Y-K-A-Y-L-A, bravemichaela.com, and Canadad everywhere on the social media. Brandon, hey, man, you guys have been through so much, and you keep persevering and educating the public out there. I'm really proud of you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Russ. Take all care, right. My friend.
You're welcome. Folks, that's all the time we got for hour one, but make sure you stay tuned for hour two. It's a must listen. It's the 1 hour Real Drug Talk Drug Policy Alliance town hall meeting that took place today, featuring Dr. Carl Hart, the author of High Price. You've seen him. He's that African-American doctor with the long dreadlocks who's been on all the shows lately. He is the new superstar of the drug reform movement, and you'll want to hear what he has to say. My question comes up at about 45 minutes through. Hey, folks, that's all the time we got for today. No live show tomorrow. Time flies when you legalize. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Until then, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it.